toll-free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can actually go and interact with the site by creating the content for it. You find something online you think's interesting, and you want our other listeners to be aware of it, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will appear in the upcoming stories queue, as it is called, where others will be able to see them, see different stories, and then vote on the ones they like, vote against the ones they dislike, and, of course, the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. More coming up on SOPA, the so-called Stop Online Piracy Act, and exactly what it entails, even as it is being modified.
It's hard to say. It's a moving target.
Right, due to the mass protests that are going on, digitally at least. Google and Wikipedia and other websites have put up blackouts today. Google's logo is blacked out, but Google itself is still functioning. Wikipedia, the entire site, is being blacked out. When you try to search for something, it will come up with a blackout page, giving you the opportunity to learn who your so-called representatives are. You can contact them in regards to this issue. But the issue is essentially censorship of the Internet and total control by the government, control of Internet service providers, access to websites being restricted, blacklisted, etc. And it's pretty scary stuff. So we'll talk more about that. Plus, coming up, condom use has been mandated out in Los Angeles. We'll talk to you about that and what it means in pornography. It has been mandated. Also, a very disturbing protest ordinance coming out in Chicago as well, which people need to know about. 855-453 is the number here. We go to your calls first. And let's talk to Jerry, listening in Atlanta. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I really wanted to talk about this whole Newt Gingrich and this whole, debate that he has spurred within America. It seems like there's just a big, problem with race still in America. And although Newt Gingrich has said out of his own mouth that more white people are on welfare than black people, it seems like black people has owned the comments as far as taking that he was talking, speaking directly to black people. And I just feel that it's very unfortunate that we're in 2012 and we still have this divisive kind of rhetoric going on today that, people are, insensitive. And here in Atlanta we had a situation where a teacher just quit after putting together tests for a third grader about, how many beatings did Frederick have? How many beatings would Frederick have if he got, beat twice a week, twice a day for a week, And it just seems like there's just an air of insensitivity. There's an air of almost arrogance on the part of some people. And I'm not, just bashing Republicans, but I'm just bashing people in their, their inability to really go what the founding fathers wanted us to be, and that's a melting pot. It wasn't all about the founding fathers came out over here because they were persecuted and wanted to be free to explore their differences. So I don't understand why today there's such a if you're not my way then you're not right mentality for people.
I share your frustrations. We were talking about this the other night, where until people get over the idea that it's okay to try to control others, that somehow if you just pass the right laws and use enough force against peaceful people, that you'll be able to mold the world to your vision of how people should be. And it is that belief that it's okay to use force against peaceful people to try to change them. Well, let's change them gay folk into straight folk or whatever. Whatever it is, these crusaders.
Exactly. I'll tell you, my views are that I feel myself as I'm a black man, and I'm what I feel a conservative. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I believe in, all those conservative points. But at the same time, I'm not out there trying to change people. I don't think it's my right or my God-given, you know, to say, hey, you shouldn't have an abortion, or I should legislate what you do with your body. Now,
well,
I would try and legislate that, okay, well, since women can have abortion, then I believe that men should be able to walk away, although I'm a good parent and I believe in being a good parent. So I do believe there's some ways you can legislate kind of morality issues if you're on the other end of that belief in morality, and then that has already been kind of like the persuasive way that people have been thinking. But the venomous, you know, we're all American. I remember 2011.
Well,
I was
to me, it's never okay to, I don't know what, Jerry, I'm not understanding what you were saying.
See how people came together with America. That's the America that I love.
Jerry.
You know, after Katrina.
Jerry.
That's the America I love. This America right here makes me want to go to China.
Hey, Jerry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I see where you're coming from, but I guess I'm a little confused about, you know, where you were saying essentially that you can legislate morality. What were you saying there?
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, I'm not a big, like, say, if there's already legislation for morality, like, say, I do not believe in abortion. So, you know, if there was a bill that came up and said that men would be able to opt out, just like right now I feel that women have a choice. After the conception, women have a choice. Their choice is that they can carry the baby full term or they can have an abortion. So I feel if we're really trying to be fair, then why not men can opt out? And what I was saying about that is that, you know, I'm a great parent. I have three beautiful girls. I love them to death. I believe in parents. I believe in marriage. I believe in all that. But there's some areas that, well, if some people feel that, you know, they want to go ahead and have an abortion, then why not have men have the ability to opt out also? Because right now it's not fair for men if they're not able to opt out after conception.
I get what you're saying there.
Why are women able to go ahead and kill their baby?
I'm going to speak to this. Actually, there have been a couple shows that we've done on this, and you do have the option of opting out by not having sex with people who would have an abortion if they became pregnant.
But it's not fair, it's not equal.
I understand what you're saying, but at the point of conception, like say you both took a jump into that point of conception. After that point, there's two different things that a woman can do. She can continue and have the baby, and she can have an abortion.
I think you're waiting to make your decisions a little late in the game there. I just need to say that.
But you're supposed to be equal under the law.
Why do women get the choice? Why is it not late in the game for them? Why is it not fair for them? And I don't want kids to be killed. I'm against murdering unborn kids. I'm against it. But what I'm saying, though, there's inequality in that. And it's just, to me, it's pretty simple to see. There's no choice for men, and women get two choices.
Yeah, I get you. I totally understand where you're coming from, but I also get where Nemi's coming from. I don't think either of you are necessarily wrong on it. I get where Nemi's coming from. Like, you've got to take responsibility ultimately. Like, in the world in which we live, the man doesn't have that choice.
Well, if we're going to take responsibility, then women should take responsibility for having sex and take their child to term.
Well,
and
I think people do. I'm responsible, Mark, and I made my decisions way before this little moment of contraception. You know, I think that's where your choice is. I mean, when you're crossing the bridge and the egg's already in there, bun's in the oven.
Right. You roll the dice.
The horse is out of the barn.
You know what the consequences are.
You know, if you want to have kids as the caller, then I would suggest you seek out mates who want to have children. If you're a person who doesn't want to have kids, I would suggest seeking out someone who doesn't want to have kids.
Instead of just maybe randomly having sex.
When you talk about legislation, though, you're not talking about usually something that you're living in. Because, again, I'm a married man. I'm happily married. I have beautiful kids. My wife stays at home and raises them. I'm living a great life. But I'm talking about for people out there who I feel that this would impact is the woman, like you said. Fortunately,
there's no doubt the system is incredibly biased.
You're going to think about it. And some people are not going to think about it unless they have that in front of them.
Yeah, Jerry, you know, there's no doubt that the system is incredibly biased against men in, you know, this in the custody world, in marriage, divorce, etc. Just ran into some gentleman today who is just being abused left and right by the family courts, etc. And I thank you for the call tonight. I think it's been a good conversation. I appreciate hearing from you. At 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com. BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. All you have to do, dial in toll free at 855-453. That is 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got a lot of features there. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. We'll take you to our mobile site where you'll get quick access to our live streams and the podcast. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
You've got insurance for your family as far as fires and cars and life and all those other things go. You need insurance in the area of disasters, whether it's unemployment or food shortages. I mean, there's food shortages going on all over the world. Natural disasters, inflation, whatever the reason that you might have trouble feeding your family in the future. For me, the big concern is natural disasters, but other people have other concerns. WiseFoodStorage.com makes it easy for you, really easy. They have some of the best made storable food on the internet. Their food contains meat, so many of them don't. It's freeze-dried in some way that they're able to do it. So they're put in metal Mylar pouches that you can just add the water to. So you prepare them right in the pouch. You don't need pots
and
pans.
So easy for a lazy person like me.
Well, I mean, also...
I love it.
One might assume that, in a disaster, maybe you can't... Maybe you don't have pots and pans and things like that to prepare with.
Maybe you'd rather not wash them or go through whatever that process is.
That, too. I mean, it just makes it a lot easier. They have a 25-year shelf life. They come in plastic totes that stack up nicely in the garage or in the basement, wherever you need them to. And you can get a free one to try. Just get a free one and see what it's like. Use coupon code FTL. Actually, when you go get the free one, there's a pull-down menu and convention radio, Free Talk Live. But when you go to order, use coupon code FTL for no-cost shipping on any order. And these are big. I mean, as you can imagine, it's, these plastic totes, they're big. It's nice to have the free shipping. I can only imagine how much more that would be. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. Promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping on any order. It's peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give the ones you love.
All right, so let's continue with you and your thoughts. We can talk more about SOPA coming up, a crazy new protest law in Chicago, many things on the table tonight, but your calls come first. Let's go to Ronnie, listening in Hotlanta to WAOK. Hello, Ronnie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing today, sir?
Hey, well, are you listening to the Rob Renning Show tonight? Is that what you were trying to call?
Yeah, but I'll talk to you.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll talk to you too, man, because we'll take calls from anybody about anything. Rob Redding's another show for our listeners that don't know. On the same network we're on the Genesis Communications Network, he does a news review show, and his show appears on a lot of stations around the country. It's just that we share phone lines, and because his show time is delayed in Atlanta, some people call his number, and they end up on Free Talk
Live. They think it's a live show.
Yeah. Well, we're live, so here we are. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Okay, listen, I've been listening to the different radio talk shows referencing the food stamps, people accepting food stamps that don't really want to work. And I say to myself, how could that possibly be? Those people must be ignorant that would say something like that, because food stamps don't pay no rent. That only buys food. So to make the statement that people that accept food stamps rather than work is crazy. That is totally insane. In the first place, this reminds me, I'm 63 years old. This reminds me of the 50s and 60s. This didn't happen all the way up from the 70s and 80s. Was kind of quiet. Nobody really said too much about race and black and white until Obama started running. And then the racist white Americans came out from wherever they were hiding. Basically, I'm beginning to think this is the Ku Klux Klan that's coming out all of a sudden.
Well,
I don't know
how many white Americans. As a percentage, how many white Americans do you think are racist?
30%.
30?
30% of Americans are white.
Seems high to me.
I've been here all my life.
Well, one geographic area, it's difficult to tell one way or the other. But, it seems high to me. I just, I think that.
High to you, sir, because you're white. And
you're making an assumption.
Mark, didn't you used to be racist?
I claim not to have a race, so
I did used to be a racist. Okay,
sure.
So that would be like if you used to be the Mark you used to be, then that would be one out of three people here in the
room. But I'm not. So
right, you're not anymore.
Now we're talking about zero out of three.
I'm not calling any one of y'all racist.
No, he's not.
30% of American whites are racist.
Yeah,
reason I know this is because I'm 63. So I can see the difference. Most of the people that call the talk shows are older people. They're 50 years and older. And you could tell in their voice that they're racist. The Republicans call people names all day long. They're calling Democrats and liberals socialists and Marxists and communists. You know, that's crazy. Just because we have different views than a conservative Republican, then we got to be Marxists. They think Obama's trying to destroy America. Come on, man. That's totally a lie. Even the oil pipeline that you're talking about. First of all, that's Canadian oil, and it's going to Texas.
Well, first of all, we're going on a whole bunch of different topics here, so let's keep focused on one topic for a moment.
I can relate on the personal experience issue, and I relate in the terms of atheism, and I would offer that in a kind of tongue-in-cheek, just as an offering, that people, if they don't know what they're talking about, they tend to just kind of say what they think, and they're not always right, or it's not always the right thing to say. I know that people, I'm thinking politically, the political speakers that I've seen recently speaking about atheists, you would think that I am a mass murderer because I do not have a personal faith in a deity. And I really equate that to racism that I've seen in my life. And I think it's unfortunate, but I also think that at least in my lifetime, and I would hope the same would be true for you, that number has come down to 30 over the course of your life.
Right,
and
I think, said 30%.
Yeah, I think collectively as a society, as time is moving on, I think we are making progress. Definitely not there yet.
Yeah, I think it's also ironic when Republicans call other people socialists when they are as socialist as many of the people that they are calling socialists. They're very, very in favor of government wealth redistribution to corporations and the military-industrial complex and other socialist slash fascist policies. So I mean, they deserve to be, you know, have some names called. But you know, if it's a true label, then it's not really name calling, right? Then it's an accurate statement. So if I call a Republican or a Democrat a socialist and they support socialism, then that's not name calling. That's just telling the truth, isn't it?
Well, to some degree, it's right. See, the reason that they call us socialists, because I consider myself a liberal, the reason they call us socialists is because we want a fairness. And see, the fairness that we're asking for in the occupied land and all those people, what they're really saying is that years ago, the difference between an executive and a paid worker was 25%. The executive top man made 25% more. Nowadays, it's 400%. But the worker hasn't went up. Why is that?
I think it depends on the company, right? It depends where you work. But I can see the frustration that people have. My suggestion would be that we find ways to help people that are voluntary, that are consensual, that don't involve force. And if you want, we can talk more about that here. Ronnie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, again, you can find us at freetalklive.com. Don't hesitate to call us again.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part.
Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Nemi is here.
What are you doing over there, Nemi?
I'm tired, Ian. Oh, it's been a long day. I'm sorry, I'm not on the ball.
All day long today, and it will drain you sitting in the courtroom all day long. It is just awful.
And I just had a great dinner, and my brain just checked out, Ian. I'm so sorry.
But you are here, and I am. To some extent, and we appreciate it. So thanks for coming on. By the way, you've got a website now, Shire Free Press.
That's right, shirefreepress.com.
Is there fresh content up there as of recently?
There will be tonight.
Oh, good.
Because cool. There's no rest for the wicked.
You'll probably be up till 4 if I know you. All right, so we'll take your calls about anything at 855-453. The Free State Project is one of the sponsors of this program, and they put on the Liberty Forum every year, thereabouts. In February, 23rd through the 26th is when it's going to be this year. And if you love liberty, you should be there. Because liberty-minded people will be there in the hundreds. Lots of names you might have heard of, like Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, Peter Schiff, the infamous investment advisor, Prax Girl, who's got a very popular YouTube channel, as well as many others. So you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about the event and who all will be speaking. But for me, it's about the networking that goes on between the hundreds of attendees, many of whom are like Mark and myself, who've made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, some of whom are like Nemi, who are New Hampshire natives or perhaps longtime New Hampshire inhabitants, people who've been here since before the Free State Project. Others are those who are considering a move to New Hampshire, or maybe who've already committed to move but just haven't been able to actually make the move yet.
It's a great crowd of people, and one that you deserve to know and get to know, because if you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, if you're one of those who loves liberty so much that you're willing to actually pick up your life and move around other people who've done the same, then you need to come to this event to get an idea of who your future neighbors are going to be.
Absolutely.
So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about the event. You can get signed up there and use our coupon code FTL2012 to save 10% off the already very affordable prices at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Coupon code is FTL2012. We go back to your phone calls here, but real quick, for our last caller that we had on the line listening down in Atlanta, just wanted to point out that socialism, when somebody is attacking another person for being a socialist, if it's a true statement, then that's one thing. If it's not true, then obviously that's name-calling. But if somebody actually does support the forced redistribution of wealth, then that is a generally socialist concept.
And state ownership of the means of production, I think, is another
socialist
aspect. And the point I'd like to make on this is essentially every government model that we've experienced up to this point is socialism.
That's true.
If you look at democracy...
Whether it's Republicans or Democrats
right.
Whigs or Tories.
A republic, a democracy, an autocracy, socialism itself, whatever you look at, the state owns the means of production because it claims to own the land. If you're paying property taxes, you're paying them because the government will kick you off your land. Tell me, what is the operable difference between rent and property taxes? Because I don't see there is any difference. To me, property taxes indicate that you're renting your land from the state, and therefore all of the things that you buy, which, by the way, they claim to be able to charge you sales tax on, the labor that you put into those things they can tax you on. So the government claims to own all your property, or at least own the transaction to purchase the property, to own your labor, and to own your land. You're telling me that the government isn't a socialist organization?
I think most socialists, like a lot of people who advocate for things that are immoral, have good intentions. And so the immorality is to force people into your little program of your grand scheme of who should get what and how things should be distributed over here, over there. We were talking earlier with another caller about how some people want to force their morality upon people, through social restrictions and laws and such. Like, now they're in L.A., they're going to force porn actors to wear condoms. But, some people want to force their morality on people, and others would like to force their view of who should, get what, which is also another kind of moral view, I guess. Like, that people should give money to charity, right? That's a good idea. Let's help people that are in need of help. But when you take the volition out of it, when you take the virtue out of it by forcing people to give money to an organization that redistributes wealth, it's become a bankrupt action. Yeah, some organization is getting money, and yeah, they may be giving it to some people that could use some assistance, but if you've forced people to participate in it, you've taken away all of the value from that interaction, from that action. And so all I would suggest to the socialist out there, one who would call themselves a socialist, or one who would call themselves, one who supports wealth redistribution, is find a way to do it voluntarily. Because you're not going to be able to create a perfect, completely evenly wealth-distributed world by force. Because force doesn't work. It creates unintended consequences. And you'll never be able to, in the same way that social conservatives will never be able to mold society in the way that they want, social conservative who wants to ban drug use will never be successful at stopping people from altering their states of consciousness. In the same way, the grand schemer who sees that everyone should have an equality of income, or that the boss should only make 25% more than the workers, or whatever their vision is for how the world should be, is as absurd as the social conservative saying that I want everyone to be a Christian. I mean, sorry, you don't get to, even with the threat of force, even with the threat of violence based on the idea of the state, you will never get to whatever this utopia is that you are expecting. So come up with voluntary means to help people. Come up with consensual ways to redistribute wealth. Come up with ideas that persuade people to join you in your efforts. And if someone doesn't want to join you, then allow them to have their life in the way that they want. In the same way, if that gay person doesn't want to turn into a straight person to make your church group happy, that should be okay. You can be all right if people are different, if people make choices that are different from your choices. It'll be all right. 855-450-FREE. So just let go of the violence, and then we can get along. So let's move on here to you and your thoughts. First, we'll go to Ken, listening in New York. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great, great, Ken. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I called with a question originally, but I just wanted to make a quick comment.
Sure.
You just touched on a million amazing things right there. Sounds like you've been reading Murray Rothbard in terms of the free will of the act is what makes it moral. If it's not free will, it's not a moral act.
I don't see how I don't see how one could even make an argument against it. I mean, it seems like an obvious thing. I have read Rothbard recently, but it wasn't that.
It's all a priori. I mean, it's truth unto itself. But my question I was calling about was Ian seems to be quite familiar with a lot of the computer technical stuff, and I had a question about SOPA.
Okay, sure.
Mozilla recently came out with a DSOPA add-on.
I heard about that.
How would that work in terms of preventing DNS, I don't know if it's DNS errors or just the denial of service or whatever that is? And are there any safeguards to prevent individual internet service providers from simply invoking their own filter to go along with the SOPA regulations?
I do not have the technical answers to those questions. I know more than I probably know more about tech than the average person does. I mean, I can build my own computer from scratch, but I don't know all the ins and outs of exactly how everything works. I can tell you that, just based on a Google search, lifehacker.com reports about this DSOPA add-on. It does say that if the bill passes, that this will somehow counter it. The extension lets you get through sites censored by DNS and lets you browse them by IP address instead. So essentially, I guess the idea would be that this DSOPA program or this add-on would have a list of the IP addresses of the sites that are being banned by SOPA, and therefore you'd be able to manually kind of look up a website and go to it that way. But what I would suggest is that you can go online and find a great community over at the Free Talk Live BBS, and they might be able to answer your questions. Thanks, Ken. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com, while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com, best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here for you to bring up when it, whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here with you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark. And you can visit us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got lots of features, including our webcam, which seems to be working less often. The damn software crashes every single day on me. But when it's working, it's free for you over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to post a better suggestion for a service provider over on our Facebook page, I'd be happy to hear them. We've tried Stickam. We've tried Ustream. I've tried Livestream. We're on Livestream right now, and there's just problems with every single one of them. Maybe it's me, you know. Maybe it's my hardware or something that is just not. Maybe because I built my own computer, it's just not working with these things. I don't know. But if you've got a better suggestion for a streaming service that, you know, isn't going to cost an arm and a leg, then I'd be happy to hear it. Feel free to post that over at the Free Talk Live Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. But, you know, while you are at it, you're welcome to go enjoy our cam over at cam.freetalklive.com. It usually is working, and it always is free. And there's always the chat room there. So whether or not the cam is online, you can always, of course, listen via our audio streams. Those things hardly ever go down. And the, of course, chat room is open 24/7, so it's always there for you. cam.freetalklive.com.
Would you do it if it just cost an arm?
Depends.
Okay. You've probably been hearing about
if it's your arm, Mark.
Now it's my arm. You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. If you listen to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you certainly have. Obtaining them for some folks has been tricky until now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site. Click on the live support link at the top. I've done all this. I know that it's they do make it fast and easy for you. You can see their banner at posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. The crypto exchange banner is right there at the top.
We'll continue here and take your calls about what you want. Let's go to Richard, listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Richard.
Hey, Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Howdy. What's on your mind tonight?
The reason why I'm calling is because 2 days ago, Mark had briefly mentioned a story he had read about names and advantages and disadvantages with that parents might be putting on their children based on the name that they give them.
Yeah, I don't think we ever got to that that news piece.
Yeah, it was. I saw it on the show prep, and nobody had brought it up during the show, so I kind of wanted to bring it up myself here. The reason why I wanted to bring it up is because I've called in the past, and my first call, I explained that I work for the Registrar General's office here in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we register births, deaths, and marriages and all that stuff. And every day, I just see so many of the craziest names that come in that people give to their kids these days. And I'm really torn about whether that's a good thing, a bad thing, whether it's good for the parents, right?
Can you give some examples, some of that off the top of your head that you can recall?
Oh, my God. Nevaeh. Has anybody heard of that one lately?
Isn't that like some sort of a beauty product?
No, Nevaeh is actually heaven spelled backwards.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh. And I can just see so many parents, like, they say, oh, that is such a beautiful, unique, original name, but guess what? I see like 20 to 30 of them a day coming in. They stand out so blatantly because it's like, oh, these poor children, like, they're going to have this name. It's just the way that it sounds, and it just doesn't sound like it's spelt, you know, because it's got the E-H at the end of it. And yeah. I just see a lot of names of, especially girls, named after states.
If you want to make an argument about names not being spelled how they sound, I think Michael is right at the top of that one. I mean, you know, here's this common name that has the A before the E at the end there. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been anglicized in any way. You're just supposed to know that, you know, these two letters are flipped around.
What were you about to say before Mark interrupted you, that people were naming their girls after states?
Yeah, like you see a lot of, like, Dakota. I see a lot of Dakota.
Oh, sure.
And Alaska, and just crazy names, you know?
Why is it a crazy name?
I just think, well, because I think I'm very traditionalist when it comes to names, because I see a name as something that you put at the top of a resume, or it's
something that... Like, traditionalist, you'd rather name your kid, like, Gertrude or Bertha or something like that?
No,
like,
Bertha's hot.
What do you mean by traditionalist?
Well, I mean, my name is Richard. Like, that's a common name, but
I don't know if I would name my kid Richard.
Yeah, oh, but no, you may have fallen out of fashion with certain, colloquial
well,
terms.
Well, just because you can call it by, you know, the shorter version of Richard is Dick.
Yeah, my friends call me Dick all the time. Yeah. I'm used to it. But, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, everybody needs to go out and start naming their boys Richard. But, I mean, it makes me wonder, because what I think about is the idea of consent, is that when these children, they get older and they realize that they have this name, I mean, I'll tell you something crazy. The name Jennifer, that's a pretty common name, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember seeing on an application form once, and it was spelled Genyphir. And I just think, oh, my God, this poor girl, when she gets older, when she calls the bank or calls
this was a
the
what?
Phone company,
what kind of
she
application
tell her
was this?
Name every time.
What kind of application was this?
A name for birth.
It's a birth registration.
Okay.
Like when
I just wanted to make sure that I understood.
Yeah, you probably filled one out in the hospital after you had your son, I'm sure.
There's no shortage. I didn't. My son wasn't born in the hospital, and I tried to avoid those things as much as possible. But,
oh, okay, I gotcha.
But most people do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Most people do, yeah.
But, you know, lots of people will take their normal name and then misspell the hell out of it anyway in order to be unique and funny and interesting and all those things that people want to do.
But when it's done by choice, isn't it a little bit different than when it's forced upon you?
I would agree with you.
Can't you just misspell it and spell it right?
Well,
spell it right.
I mean, especially with a common name. Like, I mean, like I said, that name Jennifer, like if I'm sure if she calls and if she was to tell someone her name, they would think of J-E-N-N, whatever, not G-E-N-Y, you know what I mean? And it's just, I see that as just being such an inconvenience on a person.
No, I'm a traditionalist like you, and I can definitely see a lot of your points, but my question to you is, so who gets to draw the line? Do you get to draw the line in your position? Do
I don't
you
think
get
he's
to,
talking about drawing
oh, no.
the line.
Do
no,
you?
Well, in Ontario, no, anybody can name their kid whatever they want, as opposed to how it is in New Zealand. Where
right.
they started restricting names as they
really?
The Tallulah
yeah.
does
yeah,
the Hulu or something.
Yeah, New Zealand's restricting names. We've talked about this, I believe, on the air.
I don't recall that. Maybe
you
I
can't
wasn't
name
here that
your
night.
Child ampersand.
By the way, I just looked up the Nevaeh one here, and when you search for it, there's a result that comes up, badbabynames.blogspot.com. It says here that in 1999, there were only 8 newborn American girls named Nevaeh. Last year, however, and this was written in 2006, so this was 2005, So in 2005, it was the 70th most popular name for baby girls, ahead of Sarah, Vanessa, and Amanda. So if it was getting more popular in the mid-aughts, perhaps it's even more popular now.
And, it is exceedingly and crazy. It's just crazy popular. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
How popular it
is. None of this stuff is easy. And you know, when my wife and I were trying to come up with a name for our child, you know, there's a lot of back and forth and all these things that go on. I wanted what you're talking about. I wanted a relatively traditional name, with one or two syllables that could be spelled easily. I mean, the kid's last name is Edgington. For God's sakes, I am not going to saddle him with a Christopher or something, you know, that's equally as long. And so I wanted to, you know, make it to do those things. But at the same time, we came up with what is one of the most popular boys' names right now. And it's basically
Jackson.
All we could. Jack is.
Didn't you name him Jackson, though?
His name is Jackson, but you know, there's you know, different.
Different so I decided to add on the other three letters just to make it more difficult for him. I see.
No, I mean, he can lengthen or shorten his name as he wishes. He has a lovely name with Jackson Stewart Edgington, which
gotcha.
has a lot of gravitas to it. At the same time, he can drop down to Jack.
It smells like cigar smoke and heavy mahogany wood.
Did you just say his name has gravitas?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I have just a quick question for our caller, if I may. I'm interested to know how one becomes a registrar of births, deaths, and marriages.
You work for
Well, unfortunately, we do have a law in Ontario that says that all births, deaths, and marriages have to be registered with a central state-run government office, and everybody has to pay a fee in order to get a little piece of paper with that name on it, and you need to present it for all these other things that you want to get.
You do it like any other government job, and then you go and apply and go through the process.
So it's not elected. I'm curious, just idle curiosity.
Well, we do have the Minister of Government Services is the elected official who heads up the government. That person is a member of parliament for a specific area within the province. It's chosen by the premier.
Thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you this evening at 855-453. That's the SACL, CAI toll-free line. Unfortunately, the Bad Baby Names website stopped posting as of 2009, so there hasn't been any other Bad Baby Names.
The article he's referencing really didn't talk about bad name, poor names in the sense that he's talking about them, and that's what I was thinking initially when I first saw the title of it. But it's strange. It says things like names such as Charlotte and Alexander carrying the highest valence or intrinsic attractiveness received versus Kevin and Mandy at the lowest valence.
Lego More. And Google are legal in Sweden.
More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. Hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tuck Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.